Namaste, I'm Jenny G. Thanks for tuning into my channel and make sure you hit that subscribe button down there in order to get these videos and exciting content. If you want to see these videos, I'm just saying now. Now I'm going to talk about the new moon in Pisces on March the 10th. Now it's a super duper moon, as I call it, super new moon. Whenever there's a super new moon, it's super duper double the trouble. It can be double the manifesting, it can be double the excitement, and it can be double the whammy, as I call it, right? So you have to be very, very careful during this new moon. And what you guys are planning on doing this day, set your intentions out of anything, because what you're working on during this new moon, you are going to see those results coming in the next 6 months on the Pisces full moon on September the 17th. So it's a really, really important moon time, like super duper, you guys, super moons. Okay. So now, in order to find out what happens during the day, what goes on, what's leading up to how to work with these energies, you got to subscribe to my channel because I do my weekly Cosmic Vibes videos and I will tell you what's going to happen every single day, how to utilize that energy, how to work through it to the best of your highest self and highest purpose. Right? So, how many of you guys are going to prepare yourself? Put your hands up. Put your hands up now. You know, we can pre-plan certain things. Like, I work around different energies and I'm like, you know, this is the day to do this. This is the day to do that. Now, during this new moon, it's important to not have any surgeries done that day. If you have surgeries, we have to have surgeries, right? However, you know, our bodies can be a lot more sensitive. It's really complicated even more. And even on the new moon, there's more people passing. There's, you know, your animals are very sensitive. Really pay attention to your animals whenever they're acting differently and stuff, because it affects them. They're very sensitive. They're very sensitive. And you might have found that your animals and even your loved ones have been around you a lot more. Really pay attention to, you know, who you're speaking with or what you're seeing with different people or your animals and such, because they have that instinctual feeling that, you know, I don't know, something's just not right, something's off. It's really important to not take anybody for granted and be truly, truly grateful for your time shared with people. Always show kindness, you guys, compassion and kindness. Okay, so if you are working on your goals, this is the time. Set intentions, create that vision board. How many of you have started a vision board or working on your vision board and such like that? You know, you can add on at any given time, and you got to be very, very specific. So this moon will also give you a little bit more faith. It really depends on where you're at, what's been going, what you have been going through, you know, what is truly going on within your soul. Like, I read your level of consciousness to see where you're at. I'm a psychic clairvoyant medium. So I also do past life Akashic records, and I'm an animal communication, and so on. So really start writing down what resonates for you, what is not resonating for you, because you're going to be reaping rewards on the next full moon in Pisces. Please keep that in mind. I'm just saying. You know, we can have little goals that we can work towards, and we can also have big goals. You know, big goals take time to create, do the research, work through, put together, and so on and so on and so on. You know, and you might even find that if you're a Cancer, Scorpio, Taurus, or Capricorn during this new moon, you're going to start to see more benefits coming. Like, you could be having, wow, that's really coming together for me right now. So if you're those signs, let me know. Let me know what happens. You know, the signs that kind of might be a little off kilter, a little bit, I don't know about today, it really didn't work in my favor. Those signs are Gemini, Sagittarius, and Virgo, you might find that you're a little bit off balance during this time. You know what? And even where hematite, actually, I don't have any on right now. Nope. You know, hematite is a really good crystal to help stay balanced and grounded and such like that. You know, like get out, be a little bit more active and stuff like that. Like put your crystals outside, get that energy coming through on the new moon and such like that. And really pay attention to your feet and your toes and your pineal gland during this new moon, because it does affect different body parts. I'm just saying. You know, I had a friend that every year she'd break her toe. Every year for I don't know how many years. And I'm like, what? What do you mean you broke your toe? She goes, I says, what are you doing? She goes, I'm just walking upstairs. And I'm like, what kind of stairs do you have? Carpet. All my stairs are carpet, Jenny. So there's different energies and times when we have to watch our body a little bit more. And whatever you guys do, really stretch really gently, really gently, because you're going to be going through a really big transformational change during this time. Huge change, because you're going to feel that, you know, I feel something's coming. I'm sensing something is just, I don't know, because we are leading in to the solar eclipse, new moon, and Mercury retrograde. Oh my God, there's some huge, huge drastic changes in April. You'll have to watch my other video to see all of those details with what's going to happen and how to work through that energies. A lot is going to be happening, especially with leadership and such like that. Right. So you might be finding during this new moon, you know how I said you might just want to take time for yourself and really reflect, maybe meditate and such like that, you know, because you're going to be like, I just need some space. Turn your phone off. You know, you can get back to people and such like that. You know, it's all about balancing things, right? You know, we have to have time to spend with, you know, if it's family or friends or our partner or children or whoever it is, of course, right? So it's all about the balance, but it's really important that you take time out for yourself. Really important. Like where I'm living here in Canada, middle of March, we can have it minus 30. I'm serious, right? So I don't know what to expect. And I can tell you right now, I'm not going to be going out and doing my photography when it's a minus 100 outside. Screw that. Screw that. Not a chance in hell, right? So do what you're really pulled towards and really drawn to, you know, and take that time out for you, because you very well could be doing that dark night of the soul. You know, you guys have been reflecting back on your past month in February. February was a really karmic month. A lot of sudden endings, a lot of things happened, a lot of shakeups happened. All of a sudden, this happened and that happened. And you're like, oh my gosh. Right. So it's really important during this moon to be open to change. Be really open to change. You very well could be feeling even a little bit more tired, because usually, whenever there's a new moon and such, your sleep is off. You know, it can be very, very emotional for you. You know, where you're on a journey of self-discovery. I've been talking about that for years, as I call it. You know, and you have to be really, really gentle on yourself, you know, because your soul has been really, really pulling you and guiding you to make certain changes. And whenever we're fighting with ourselves, I know I got to change this. I know I have to do that. It's very hard, Jenny. I know challenges can push you. And whenever we get pushed, it's the way of our soul to say, you know what? We want to push you, because we want to push you right into your soul's calling and your destiny. I know, Jenny, but we all have to be ready, of course. However, you're going to get these signs. And it's really important to let go of certain people that bring out the worst in you. You know, how many of you guys are around certain people and you're like, wow. You know, that person never supports me, or whenever I go to talk, they just cut me off and they talk all about themselves. Whenever I want to, you know, talk with them and that, they just immediately walk away, you know, or whenever I want to like share my dreams with them or share what my projects are, they start putting it down. That's never going to work. That's never going to happen. What are you doing? You know, do this and do that, do this and do that. And then the manipulation and all of that, and the control comes out. You're going to see that even more, even during this new moon time. That's why you're going to be in that dark night of the soul. You're really going to be paying attention to this month of what's not working for you. Start writing it down. Really start writing it down because you could feel even ungrounded. You know, like I'm saying, there's certain signs, Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius, you might not be feeling grounded. You might be feeling a little bit more like anxious, a little bit more worried, and so on. Right? You know, but Jenny, they, you know, they have a better life than I do. They got a promotion or they make more money. And how come they can travel and I can't? We all go through different karmic cycles in our life. Depends where you're at and what's all that going on. That's why I do also Akashic record readings, past life Akashic records. We all come back to clear karmic situations with people, karmic patterns. You know, it's really, really in depth. So we all have our own journey. And that's why you can't judge anybody. You truly, truly don't know what that person has walked upon, what they have dealt with, what they have been through. You really, truly don't. Like I'm somebody who observes. I'll sit back, I observe many things, and I don't say a word. I don't, you know, and take time. Just really, really take time. Because you're going to find those people are going to drain you. Who is draining your energy? Really take that time out. Who is really draining your energy? Be really honest with yourself. Really honest with yourself. Because I can tell you right now, this eclipse, you got to watch that video I put up. The eclipse is going to remove people from your life. It could end jobs. It could end many things, suddenly, sudden deaths. So many things are going to happen. So really, really pay attention to the events that are going on, especially during this new moon right now. Really pay attention, okay? Because you guys can really, really shift forward. Take some time for you. Keep a journal. Start writing down, right? You know, your sleep can be off. Nobody likes not sleeping, right? You know, like we can't fight with the moon energy. How many of you do? Tell me how that was working out for you, right? So now let's pull a couple of cards from the universe, as I call it. Now, I don't use cards whenever I'm with someone because I'm a clairvoyant psychic medium. So I read into your level of consciousness to see where you're at. And we go from that point on, right? On all different levels. All of your questions are answered, plus my insights are given to you, right? So it's very detailed. So because I'm using cards, this is collective energy. And really pay attention. You guys might be feeling off because of the solar flares, solar storms are really, really, really intense, and it can throw your body right off. Headaches, drink more water, a lot of water. Like I literally drink almost 5 liters of water a day myself. Like I'm a fire sign. I'm Leo. Double the fire, fire horse, Leo fire, double the fire flames. Right? That's why I'm saying let's flame those flames. Right. And then we gotta cool down. We gotta take that time to cool down. Right? You know what I'm saying? So now let's ask the spirit world. What is the message in the energy for the March 10th new moon in Pisces? The super duper new moon. Super duper. Double the trouble. So, what's the message from the spirit world? What is the message? You make sure you guys, whenever you use cards, clear them 3 times. Knock them on wood, by the way, because it clears your energy or whoever used them last time. So, what's the message for this March 10th new moon? Message for this March 10th. New moon. It's the message for this March 10th new moon. What is the, no, too many cards fell out. What is the message? Okay. So now the card that fell out here is called education. So, you know how I said like this new moon is really important for you to follow your goals, go after what your goals are, your creative projects. Maybe some of you guys, want to take a class or something. Like, how many of you guys are like, I'm getting really drawn to maybe sign up for that class, or maybe I'm going to buy some books to learn more things about, or maybe I'm just going to go online or wherever it is. Maybe I'm going to go back to school and go to college or university or something and take some classes. Really go with what feels right for you. And this is the important part. You know how I said that whenever you guys have a dream or you're really drawn to something, and let's say you told somebody, I'm going to sign up for this course. I'm going to take this course on like whatever it is, like healing, let's say. Watch who supports you and watch who doesn't support you. Very important. Is it not your life? Is it not your journey? Is it not your soul's path? When you follow and go after what you're really passionate about, you're going to stumble across your soul's purpose and your soul's calling. From our other lifetimes, we're the same person. Well, we're the same soul, I should say. So when we come back into different lifetimes, we carry many of those memories in our cellular memory. So that's why you could get drawn to certain cultures, certain religions, certain careers, certain people, and so on, right? If you were like a doctor in a past life, if you were like a police officer, if you were like a teacher, you very well could find that in this lifetime you're really drawn to that because you've been there, you've done that. Right. So you connect with that, or if it's a different culture, religion, or if you're like, yeah, I really am drawn to this country. Right. Whenever you get really pulled and drawn to something like a country culture, really emerge in that because there's an aspect in your soul that's saying, we want you to tap back into that energy for whatever reason. There's many, many reasons why, I can always. You can always book a, past life record reading with me, for goodness sakes, and I can give you all your my insights. So now, speaking of past life, let's just, because a lot of things are going to start coming up for you during this new moon as well, and the month of March as we get into the pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde. So you're going to start having people from your past coming back, and also you could have some memories resurfacing and such like that. Right. So let's ask the universe, what is the collective message from the 10th of March for the new moon in Pisces? What is the message collectively for March 10th new moon? What's the collective message for March 10th new moon? Collective message for March 10th new moon. It's a collective message. What is the collective message for March 10th new moon in Pisces? Okay, so holy smokies, too many cards are falling out. What is the March 10th collective message? What is the March 10th collective message for you guys? Wow. So this card fell out twice, by the way. So I'm going to bring up this card. So some of you might be traveling, some of you might be drawn to water. Right? Maybe some of you are going to be booking like a vacation to somewhere where there's water. Water represents emotions as well. And it's like whenever you're in water, things are flowing, and it's a really good place to heal. How many of you guys are going on vacation to like somewhere where there's water? Right? This is also a ship that you guys could be like, I feel like I was a captain on a boat. Or maybe you're going to be like, I want to get a job on a cruise ship. So really pay attention to where you're getting drawn to, you guys. Like, very, very, very important. Very important. Right? So let's pull a message here. What deck am I drawn to here? We're going to pull this one. We're going to do this one. Sorry, I get pulled into different directions. right? With the cards and such. So I just kind of go by what I'm gravitating towards. So now let's ask the spirit world, what is the message for the new moon in Pisces on March the 10th? What is the message for the new moon in Pisces on March the 10th? Wow. Okay. So now this is kind of very fitting, this card, because this is all about moving your body, dance, breathe, and flow. And this is kind of a very cool card because this is Hawaiian, right? The deck that I'm utilizing, it's not a Hawaiian deck, right? But this card definitely re reminds me of the Aloha energy and such like that. And you know, it's important to really kind of move our body around and such, because if you're really stressed and stuff like that, it stays stuck in your energy field. And whenever it stays stuck in your energy field, you could be feeling really tired, really exhausted. You could be just like, oh, my body hurts and such like that. Maybe some of you are booking a flight to Hawaii or going to Hawaii, right? How many of you guys are doing that, right? Like, I really connect to Hawaii. It's my other home away from home, right? So, been actually waiting almost 6 weeks for my passport in Canada. Isn't that crazy? It's the way it is here in Canada. We're not going to go there, though. We're not going to talk about that. I might very well leave Canada. I can tell you that. But anyways, it's not Canada. It's who's running Canada. So let's find out what our animals have to say. And because this is a new moon in Pisces representing water, so no wonder we're getting water cards. That's so cool. I just noticed that now, actually. So I'm going to connect with our animals from under the water. So, what is our message from our animal kingdom? I call all animals animals. If it's a sea turtle, if it's a dog, if it's a bird, if it's a giraffe, we're all animals. Well, they're all animals. And I get messages 24/7, 24/7 from the animal world. So, what is our message from the animal world for the March 10th Pisces new moon? Message for Pisces new moon from our animal world. Message from Pisces. Message for Pisces. Message for Pisces. The message for the super duper new moon, right? I'm just saying. Super duper new moon. All right. Leaping through the air. A plan you have made is on track. If you are waiting for something, get to work and stop putting off ideas or projects you are considering. Like, how fitting. March 10th, as I mentioned, taking creative projects more and expanding them. If it's signing up for a class, if it's doing research, like be very creative because the energies will work with you. Like maybe you guys are going to work on a project and you're going to see more of the results coming on September the 17th, right? This is the time to really utilize this energy and really go for it. The energy will work with you when you're working with it, you know, and when things are flowing, you know you're on the right path. You know, we have our road bumps, right? You know, that the only thing that's ever change or constant in this world is change. That's it. That is it. Right? And please, just a reminder that if you have any concerns about your animals or your loved ones, or all of a sudden, if you're like, you know, I'm feeling that I should call this person or maybe I should go see them. Really listen to your intuition, because your intuition is going to be a lot stronger. So there's a lot of events that are going to be happening. So make sure you guys like my video. It really helps my channel. Subscribe to my channel and you know, let other people know about it. Let me know what you guys are thinking and what's going on. Okay. And if you do want to book a reading, soulworkwithjenny.com. All right. So happy Pisces new moon. I'm just saying. Okay. Talk to you later.